Hello and welcome to Happier, a podcast where we discuss how to be happier using cutting-edge science, the wisdom of the ages, lessons from pop culture, and our own experiences. This week, we'll talk about why you might choose a signature scent and reveal a travel-related happiness hack that makes a lot of sense. I'm Gretchen Rubin, a writer who studies happiness, good habits, and human nature. I'm in New York City, and with me is my sister, Elizabeth Kraft. And Elizabeth, I'm very excited to be diving back into the world of signatures. Signature colors, now signature scents.
Yes, that's me, Elizabeth Kraft, a TV writer and producer living in LA. And Gretchen, I smell really good right now.
So before we jump in, we have talked several times to some controversy about the issue of the evil donut bringer at work, the person who brings sweets to work. And the question that falls from that, which is if you want to do something for your office, you want to bring something in that's festive and fun and that will bring people together, but you don't want to be an evil donut bringer, what can you bring in? And we got a great suggestion from a listener.
Yes, Allison wrote, "One day on a whim, one of my coworkers came back from a quick trip to Toys R Us with some sea monkeys. We all had a blast getting them set up and checking in on them every day. We would jokingly name them and had a great time having an office pet without any of the real work. Unfortunately, one day we had an office visitor think their tank was a snow globe and many of them perished on the front desk. But they were fun up until then."
So this is a great idea. I mean, we've had lots of good ideas, and this one was one I had never considered, but I can see that it would be so much fun to have an office set of sea monkeys. I thought that was really, really imaginative.
Yes, I love that idea. It's like the puzzle, the sea monkeys, yep. Legos, yep. Things that don't require you to sit there and resist a good smelling item in the kitchen.
Exactly. Now, this week, Elizabeth, our Try This at Home tip was inspired by Sarah, your writing partner and your co-host on the Happier in Hollywood podcast. Her 18 for 2018 list inspired this Try This at Home.
Yes, because number one on Sarah's list when I read it was find a signature scent. Which I think she actually got from another listener. I don't know who, but she said she got it from someone. But I'm like, signature scent, of course, that made me think of you, Gretchen, and your love of smell.
Yes, I'm obsessed with smell. Ever since I wrote Happier at Home, I've been obsessed in smell. And in fact, on my 18 for 2018, you know, as I discussed in episode 147, when we did our reveal, my list includes going back to wearing perfume more regularly and lighting scented candles, because I also am like really into the sense of smell. And Elizabeth, this reminds me of the signature color gushing that we've been having.
Yeah, it's the next natural step. Like, how did we not think once we did signature color, which was in episode 71,
yes,
and we got huge response to it.
Yes.
And we ended up doing a deep dive about it in episode 75, because there was just so much to discuss. How did we not next be like, whoa, now we should do signature scent?
Yeah.
Seems so obvious.
It seems so obvious. It's like you're going to go through kind of the five senses, the sensorium, and think about, well, what really speaks to you? What sort of embodies you? How do you think of putting yourself out in the world? Yeah, it's like, and I think smell is super powerful. Like, it's very easy to overlook it, but when you pay attention to it, it's such a rich area for memories, for pleasure, for just tapping into the moment and tapping into your environment.
Now, Gretch, one common way of having a signature scent, obviously, is wearing perfume for women or cologne for men. And it can be a bit controversial because some people think if you work in an office, you should not wear perfume because it could bother your coworkers.
Right. Right. You want to be respectful of other people. But at the same time, like, this can be a really pleasurable thing. And there are different kinds of offices. I mean, here I'm in Panoply at the Panoply Studios where we record the podcast. And there's like a giant room with many, many, many people all working close together. But like, I don't work with anybody. I could wear, you know, I could wear perfume all the time. And Elizabeth, I mean, a lot of times you're basically working with two other people, right?
Yeah, a lot of the time it's just a handful of us. And so we could certainly all decide, as we have, that it's fine to wear perfume. And the thing that I like about the idea of wearing perfume is I know for me, if someone smells good, it really does up my opinion of them.
Yeah, it influences you.
It does. Just yesterday, my assistant walked by me and I was like, oh, wow, you smell good. By the way, she was wearing Black Opium, I asked. But I'm like, oh, Mary smells so good. It inspires confidence.
Right.
You know, it makes that person seem very together that they have this wonderful smell.
Well, and it is, I think, if you strongly associate a particular smell with a person, then there's a great pleasure to that. Or if you, like, I don't have a signature perfume right now, but as you remember, I'm sure, Elizabeth, in high school and college, my signature perfume was T. Rose by Perfumer's Workshop. Oh. That is a distinctive perfume. I mean, I bet for many years, many people would be like, wow, that is Gretchen's perfume, because it's
absolutely you were a T. Rose gal for a long time
and it is also an aggressive perfume. I mean it's very, very, it has a very distinct smell, and so and some people don't like that, you know, and some people object to that. They don't want to have it. But you know, I don't even think a signature smell has to be a perfume. It could be any strong association of yourself with a scent.
Yeah, like you might be someone who smells like citrus or lavender or cinnamon, or I know some people like to put a little vanilla behind their ears.
Well, I don't even think it has to be a smell that you're wearing. I mean, I think it could just be like, oh, this is my scent. Like my daughter Eliza loves anything citrus smelling, whether it's a perfume or it's a shampoo or whatever. She just loves that. And so every time I smell anything citrusy, I'm reminded of her because I just have that association. So it could even be like, you're like, wood smoke is my smell. I love the smell of wood smoke. And whenever I smell wood smoke, I'm like, oh, that's the smell that speaks to me. That's my, you know, it doesn't have to be one that you're wearing. It could just be one that you identify with. Or, oh, the smell of a tomato garden. Like, oh, that is the smell that always, you know, that's my smell. Because again, it's the sense of like putting your identity into the world, but it's also finding yourself out in the world. That's one of the things that's exciting about the color, is the color is something you can choose for your exercise clothes, but it's also you see it in the world and you're like, oh, that is my color. And I think the same thing for a smell. It could be something that you wear, you put on, but it can also just be something that you're discovering. Like, oh, I love the smell. You know, one of the smells that I love is if it's just started raining and there's that smell off the sidewalk. I love that smell. I don't know that it's my signature smell, but it's like, but again, it's like another way of tapping into the beauty of smell.
Yeah, Gretch. I mean, I like the idea of having a scent that I'm wearing that people could say, oh, that's how Liz smells. But again, if you're somebody who feels like you can't wear a signature scent or you don't want to wear a scent, it's still nice to find a scent that speaks to you, that you sort of, you know, whenever you smell it, you're like, ah, oh, there's my signature scent.
Yeah, exactly. Because I mean, I think like for you and me, there's great pleasure in putting on scent. We like that, but not everybody does. But that you can adapt it to yourself as you like and still tap into this power of smell, because smell does have this real power for us. And it's a beautiful part of our environment that we can take for granted or overlook, or we can find a way to dial into it and really get as much happiness out of it as we can.
Yeah, now I have to make a confession on the signature scent front, Gretchen.
What is that?
I think of myself as having a signature scent, which is Coco by Chanel perfume.
Yeah.
But guess what? I stole it from Mom. That's really Mom's signature scent. I like the way Mom smelled. So I'm like, Mom, what are you wearing? She told me. I bought it. Now I wear it. And I'm like, psychologically, there seems to be a problem with me taking my signature scent from my mom. I have my own signature scent? It's like, I just know everything Mom does, I feel like she does right.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, whatever Mom's signature scent is, that's what mine should be.
Oh, that's hilarious. No, that's great. Well, I know. So again, this is sort of a know yourself better. What is your signature scent choice say about you? Like maybe it says that you're totally into nature, or you really emulate your mother, or, you know, you love florals or whatever. Well, I think this is going to be really fun to see what people do with this. So let us know if you do try this at home. Do you have a signature scent already? Are you going to choose a signature scent? What did you choose? What does it mean for you? Let us know on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Drop us an email at podcast@gretchenrubin.com. Or as always, you can go to the show notes for this episode. This is happiercast.com/155 for everything related to this episode.
Coming up, we've got a postcard writing happiness hack. But first, this break. When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. LinkedIn does all that while making the process easy and intuitive.
I know that when I've been hiring, it's really hard to do. It's really hard to find quality candidates. It's really hard to handle the process. Hiring is easy when you have lots of quality candidates, like with LinkedIn Jobs. It's so easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. We all know that our life and our health can be improved when we eat nourishing, healthy meals, but it can be hard to maintain. With Sunbasket Meal Kits, it's easy because they take care of the details. Sunbasket offers 18 chef-crafted, dietitian-approved recipes each week with options like Mediterranean, carb-conscious, vegetarian, and keto-friendly. The recipes are quick and easy to follow, and you can enjoy a meal full of organic produce and clean ingredients that's ready in 30 minutes or less.
Try mouthwatering Sunbasket dishes like salmon burgers with lemon dill mayo and seared squash, or steaks with chimichurri and harissa roasted sweet potatoes. My son Jack loves salmon, and he loves the Sunbasket salmon burgers. Go to sunbasket.com/happier today to get $45 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/happier to get $45 off your first box plus free shipping.
Elizabeth, this week's happiness hack is a very elegant solution for a lot of happiness stumbling blocks. It's a really, really great idea.
Yeah, Jenny wrote, I buy a postcard or three on every vacation and then write a note to myself on the back. This hack serves many purposes. One, they are great, widely available, easy to pack, inexpensive souvenirs. Two, the message I write on the back reminds me of special moments and people from the trip. Three, I don't feel pressure to take pictures, and this keeps me very much in the moment and present with the people with whom I'm traveling. Four, my happiness antenna is up as I'm touring. If I'm in a museum, I'm pondering which artifact or painting is my favorite, and I'll buy that postcard from the museum store. If I'm with a friend or loved one, they often enjoy helping me pick just the right postcard. And five, I buy tins to store them in, and they take very little space at home.
See, this is just brilliant. First of all, yes, it's the pleasure of buying souvenirs, but there's nothing to pack and nothing to store at home. They're inexpensive. They're fun. They remind you of what you're doing. And like, as she said, it kind of opens your eyes to like, oh, what am I going to pick? She writes the notes. So then she's like, you know, memorializing for herself, like, oh, this was the restaurant that where, you know, I spilled chocolate syrup all over my lap, or this is where the pigeon landed on the table or whatever. I think this is brilliant.
Yes, I love it. And what I also love is you always want to buy postcards, but I never send them because I don't have anyone's address. So the idea that I would just, buy a postcard, yeah, write a memory on it, and then keep it makes so much sense. And I mean, you could keep 20 years worth of postcards in like one shoebox.
Yes.
I mean, this is a space-saving happiness hack.
But also there's just, postcard is a very appealing thing in the world. And tins are very appealing. I have all these tins. I'm like, I wish I had something to do with these tins because I love tins.
Yes.
But postcards, you're right. There's just something very appealing about the postcard form. It's sort of like a perfect object. But if you're not sending them through the mail, then you're like, why am I going to buy a postcard? Well, this is a good solution. I think this is fantastic.
And it goes without saying that everyone in the family could do this. So you could have your kids do it as, yep, well. And, yep, then they'd be writing down their memories from the trip.
Well, and it's sort of like the one sentence journal in that it's a way to keep memories fresh, but it's manageable because writing on the back of one postcard feels manageable, whereas like keeping a travel journal feels insurmountably, exactly. you're like, there's no way I'm going to keep up with that. But if you're like, could I fill out 3 postcards over the course of a 5-day trip? Yes, that I can do. And then you have the highlights and just even the writing it down will help you remember. So I think it sort of solves a lot of problems in one way. It's a very economical happiness hack.
Yes. So thank you, Jenny. We are going to implement this next time we travel.
Yes. And now, Elizabeth, it's time for a before and after story. This is when listeners send us stories of how they've made changes that made them happier, healthier, more productive, more creative. And it's so much fun to read these. And I think we can all learn from each other from hearing what worked for someone else.
Yeah, Gretchen. And this before and after story came from N. She says, I'm an obliger who has lost over 200 pounds without surgery, and I attribute a large part of my success to implementing your strategies. When people ask what I've done to lose weight, I tell them about your books, videos, etc. So she goes through several things, Gretchen, that you suggested that she use, and we can talk about them. The first one is monitoring. She has step tracker, checking off completed exercises, and documenting pounds lost.
This is really smart. Research shows that we really are doing much better managing what we monitor and just keeping track of things like how many steps you've taken and like how many times are you exercising in a week. That's a really good strategy. So that's a great one.
And that's why my New Year's resolution is weighing myself every day for monitoring.
And then also on your treadmill desk to try to go at least 3 miles. It's like you're not just trying to do it. It's like I'm monitoring. Did I do 3 miles?
Yes.
Like she said, checking off completed exercise.
Yes.
You're like, did I hit my 3 mile? Yeah.
Exactly. And then she says, foundation. Still working on sleep, but much better. Alarm at bedtime. A new trick to have Alexa play a podcast immediately when I wake up that I want to listen to. I recorded my voice telling Alexa to play my favorite daily news podcast as my phone alarm. Well, that was clever.
That's very advanced. Yeah. So foundation is the idea that if you get enough sleep and you exercise and things like that, it's going to be easier to stick to your habits. And getting enough sleep makes everything easier because you just have so much more energy. So that's great. She's working on that.
Who knew Alexa could do that?
I did not. That's very advanced.
And then she says, scheduling, huge for me. If it's on the calendar, it happens. So every Friday, I schedule my exercise for the next 7 days, depending on the week's events for me, both personally, plus family needs and professionally.
Yeah, for a lot of people, scheduling is just put it on the calendar and it's just so much more likely to happen. Not true for rebels, but but mostly true for other people because it just eliminates the uncertainty of like, well, when am I going to do this? It's like, oh, I see exactly when I'm scheduled to do this.
And she says accountability, and she mentioned she's an obliger,
yes.
Joined a weekly class which alternated between nutrition and behavior modification.
So this is the thing. If you're an obliger, and that is the largest tendency for both men and women in the world, external accountability is crucial. That is what you need to meet inner expectations. So that's great that she's built that in. And by the way, if you don't know what we're talking about with obligers and upholders and questioners and rebels, I will post a link in the show notes to my quiz so you can find out what you are. But she says she's an obliger. And that means she needs outer accountability to meet inner expectations.
And then she says, abstaining, much easier for me despite when the world feels against this. Because a lot of people think abstaining can lead to binging, but for a lot of us, abstaining is just easier than moderation.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I'm like 100% an abstainer. It's so much easier for me to have none than to have a little bit. And that's not true for everyone, as she says. Some people are moderators, and they feel like abstaining is not a good idea, but for people who truly are abstainers, it's a lot easier to just skip whatever it is, whatever that temptation is.
And then she says, convenience, membership at the nearest gym, even though it's meh, you and I have discussed.
Yes, like, keep it easy.
The closer the gym, the more likely you are to use it.
Yeah.
Distraction, she says, hot tea, walk, or bath to manage hunger.
Great ideas.
Loopholes, especially around vacations and holidays. You talk a lot about loopholes.
Yes. Christian. There are 10 categories of loopholes. These are the justifications we use to let ourselves off the hook about keeping our good habits. And she points out 2 places where there's a lot of loopholes. I'm on vacation. It's a holiday. You know, it's sort of like, is everything off the table? Does this not count?
Work travel.
Yeah, all those things, like a lot of loopholes get generated around that. So that's great. She's been thinking about what loopholes she wants to avoid.
And then she says she's been using rewards and treats, thought out, documented, and given from sparkling water in a wine glass to a float session. It's a float session.
I don't know. That sounds interesting. Potential treat. I don't know. It
like
sounds,
that.
I like
sounds,
the name. Yeah.
Yes.
Sounds inviting.
Anything with float in it sounds good. Oh, this is when I should use Gretch. This is pairing. Book on tape only when exercising.
Well, this is kind of like you using the Real Housewives on the treadmill. It's like if you have you have an audiobook that you're dying to listen to, it's going to make it a lot more fun to, you know, walk the dog or stay on the treadmill or go for a run or whatever. That's great.
And she uses something we've talked about, Gretchen, the idea of one, which is go on a long straight walk because you have to walk back instead of four smaller loops that will get boring and risk doing less than four.
Yes, because if you're out and back, you got no choice. If it's like four times around, it's so easy to say, oh, it's so cold today. I think I should only do three. Yeah.
Yes. And then finally, she says, saturation. Focus on healthy choices from health-related passwords, screensaver, podcasts, sticky notes, etc. So she's really surrounding herself with the idea of wanting to be healthy.
Well, that's a great idea. And that's also related to the strategy of other people, which is that we tend to pick up the habits of the people around us or whatever messages we're getting. And so if you see it on your password, if you see it on a screensaver, if people are talking about it in a podcast, if it's in a book that you're doing, if you wrote it in a dry erase marker on your bathroom mirror, like all these things are going to help keep this idea uppermost in your mind and like and just remind you of what it is that you're asking of yourself. These are great ideas.
Yeah. So thank you and congratulations for losing 200 pounds. That's amazing. What a before and after story. And great to be reminded of all these ways that we can hold ourselves accountable.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's when we stick to our healthy habits, it's a lot easier to be happier.
Coming up, Gretchen gives herself a happiness to Barrett for being a know-it-all. But first, this break. This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Gretch, I know from my own experience that baby making is not always simple. There is a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant. And when you want to conceive, there can be a lack of understanding and resources. Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby with a set of solutions for everything from reproductive health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby. Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible, from ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits. This is baby making simplified. Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, at Target, and select CVS stores near you. That's Frida Fertility, F-R-I-D-A, Frida Fertility.
Okay, Gretchen, it is time for demerits and gold stars, and you're up this week with a demerit, which I'm very intrigued by.
So here's the thing. I am such a know-it-all. I know that I'm a know-it-all, and I cannot help myself. And like, okay, and I give myself a demerit specifically for this. So we were at dinner. Jamie and I were at dinner with this other couple, and I somehow mentioned that I'm obsessed with the subject of color, and I'm writing this book, My Color Pilgrimage, this little book. And so my friend was like, oh, yes, I'm also super interested in color. And it's like the way you shouldn't paint your kitchen yellow because that leads to conflict. And the color red makes people hungry. And that's why Italian restaurants are always red. And I was like, yeah, no, that's not true. None of that's true. Color doesn't have any inherent meaning. That's not right. And I just said it in this really like, take it from me, buddy. I know it all. And then the minute it was out of my mouth, I'm like, oh, my gosh. I mean, I just didn't handle it well. I think part of it is that I get so immersed in a subject and so convinced of what I think that I can't stay open to the fact that I'm not necessarily right, or people could have a different view, or just like be more polite, for goodness sakes. And it just came out so know-it-all. Ugh.
Well, what cracks me up about this demerit, Gretch, when you say you're a know-it-all, is it reminds me of Mrs. Pigglewiggle. This sounds like a job for Mrs. Pigglewiggle. I'm sure she has a know-it-all cure. You know, some magical potion you can take to cure yourself of the know-it-all problem.
And that is what I need. I need Mrs. Pigglewiggle. And in fact, it's funny that you mentioned Mrs. Pigglewiggle, because just the other day I had this brilliant idea. I think it's a brilliant idea, being a know-it-all, that there should be a Mrs. Pigglewiggle for the office. So it's like Mrs. Pigglewiggle, office manager. And, you know, what would her cures be? The office manager, Mrs. Pigglewiggle.
Oh, that's hilarious. It'd be like the sends ambiguous email cure. And it doesn't put away the milk cure.
Yeah, yeah. The evil donut bringer cure. The leaves the conference room a mess cure. I mean.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So that's it. We'll,
your next project.
But we'll do it together. Our next collaboration is Mrs. Pigglewiggle, office manager. I love it. I love it. Well, that's a nice way to segue away from my know-it-allness. So what's your gold star?
Well, my gold star, Gretchen, goes to a company called myintent.org. Mm. And the reason is, you know, that we have our words for the year.
Yeah.
And this year, my words are control and expand.
Mm-hmm.
And someone in our Happier in Hollywood Facebook group told me about this place, myintent.org, where you can order, you know, for a very affordable price, things that have your word on them.
Ah.
So they have necklaces, bracelets. But I ordered what I think is a great idea, a keychain.
Mm.
Because a keychain is something I will have with me every single day. But it's not like a necklace that I have to like put on every day and really deal with. It'll just be in my purse and I'll see it every, you know, several times a day, probably.
This reminds me of N's idea of saturation, of like surrounding yourself with reminders of what you're aiming at. And this is another way to saturate. It's a way to like periodically get reminded to see that visual cue of like control or expand and remind you that that's what you're really aiming for this year. That's brilliant.
Yeah, so I've ordered, I ordered two keychains so that I could have both my words and then I'll consolidate them into one keychain. They also, by the way, if anyone's interested, have a kit so that you can make these yourself. These little discs that have your word on them, and you can make bracelets like for friends. So it might be just a great way to help out friends with, you know, helping follow their words. It's very affordable.
And Elizabeth, I mean, back to the whole sea monkeys and what do you do to have something fun happening in the office? This is maybe something that you bring into the office and everybody, you could pick an office word and everybody, like you and Sarah both have the word expand. You could pick a team word, or everybody could have their own word. But it would be something that might be like a fun activity that everybody would enjoy. That sort of is office minded. You know, it's like, what are we getting out of here? And then everybody would see people wearing them and it would be kind of a fun team building thing or office morale exercise.
Yes. So myintent.org, gold star.
Yeah, I'll put a link to that in the show notes, as always. And that is it for this episode of Happier. Remember to try this at home. Choose your signature scent. Let us know if you tried it and what you picked and how it worked for you.
Thank you to our producer, Odelia Rubin. Also, thanks to Kristen Meinzer and Andy Bowers of Panoply. Get in touch. I'm on Instagram at Liz Craft, and Gretchen is at Gretchen Rubin. Our email address is podcast@GretchenRubin.com.
And if you like the show, as always, please be sure to tell a friend and subscribe to us however you listen to your podcast. The resources for this week, you can sign up to be a super fan, and I will from time to time send my super fans something like a little bonus or maybe ask a question. Or preview something before I announce it to the whole world. So sign up. If you are a super fan, you can sign up to the super fans list and get that. And also, if you're reading any of my books in a group, like a book group, a spirituality group, a Bible study group, a work group, anything like that, and you'd like a discussion guide, you can just email me at podcast@GretchenRubin.com and I will send that to you.
Until next week, I'm Elizabeth Kraft.
And I'm Gretchen Rubin. Thanks for joining us. Onward and Upward.